This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball. Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
All right, Josh, so it is the most frenetic, crazy month, typically, of the baseball season. You have the draft, you have the deadline. What's your life like?
It's pretty wild this time of year. I mean, we're bouncing around, seeing a lot of amateur players, workouts, had the combine last week, and you're trying to obviously take a pulse of your big league team and determine kind of what your needs are going to be going into the deadline. So, yeah, it's an exciting time of year. It's a busy time of year, and there's obviously a lot of big decisions to be made.
How has it changed since they moved the draft to the middle of the month? Obviously, baseball wanted to make it sort of an event, you know, with the All-Star game, but it also has condensed a lot of stuff for front office.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed, you know, quite a bit. I think it's one thing. Front offices are pretty aligned with not loving, you know, the time frame of kind of a compressed decision-making process, especially as it relates to the deadline. You know, you're gonna focus on the draft because that's the first order of business, but you have to juggle, obviously, what's going on with your big league team and the needs and what you need to support that group with. So, it's a unique time of year, it's all I can say, and obviously that one stretch where as an executive you used to take at least a couple days to take a deep breath, that's no longer there. So,
all right, we like a little chaos. We like give me an example of the chaos of maybe it's like I had to get here and then I had to get there and then I had a phone call here, I had a phone call there.
Yeah, it's a lot of red-eye flights this time of year, especially
being
a West Coast team, so it's bouncing around and doing that, but it is, you know, it's being in the draft room, lining up boards of amateur players, and at the same time going out and having conference calls and working with your pro scouting group. So it is a unique stretch and run, but again, you know, we all love baseball. This is why we're doing it, and no real complaints.
You know, I was talking to AJ about the Merrill Wood draft.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
It was an outstanding team effort and a lot of great evaluators, you know, putting their heads together.
But that was maybe, like, obviously it worked out, but that's like the different bits of stories that went into that, into like those two players. Like, that's the example of what we're talking about, whether it's scouting it, whether it's hoping that a team doesn't see it the same way, whether it's looking at a player a little bit differently. Like, what do you remember about that draft?
Yeah, I remember a lot. I remember, you know, hearing initially about Jackson Merrill, you know, kind of, you know, being a little bit of a pop-up, a later name, you know, in that spring and that process, and us, you know, wanting to get in there, obviously evaluate him quite a bit, but also not necessarily wanting to tip our hand and send in, you know, every evaluator, you know, over and over. So, you know, he was a name that was kind of moving up our board, you know, throughout the spring, and honestly James was kind of going in the opposite direction. You know, James had come off.
Yeah, he had a rough season.
He had a rough spring, and you know, we had liked him coming off the summer circuit, and he had been in our mix, but he was going the other direction. I think we got around him. We were able to work him out, you know, privately, which I think was important in our decision making process. What I do remember is in that draft room, having kind of different courses that we could kind of go through, and one was really, you know, consolidating all of our, you know, resources into trying to get James to our next pick, James Wood. We decided to go that way, and obviously it's paid off. It paid off very well.
Which is it looks good now, but like in hindsight, like back then, you're having a guy who was struggling, like his last year of high school. A lot of tools and everything else, but it is interesting where like how the draft changes leading up to it. Like you mentioned Merrill, like how the weeks leading up to it changed, how the weeks leading up to it changed for James. I mean, we're sitting here. What, 3 weeks out?
Yeah.
In another week, we could be having a different conversation.
Yeah, I mean, things are going to change. You got to remember, these are 17, 18-year-old, you know, young men. Things are going to change a lot in a year, in 6 months. That's a big part of their baseball career at that point. So, yeah, the chapters of the book, the scouting evaluations, they do change, and they can change in short order. I think, you know, the biggest thing is to have a strong process and good communication and be able to go out and get those scouting looks, to be able to, get into a draft room where you're pulling a lot of different information from a lot of different, you know, areas of the organization. You're making the best decision you possibly can. You know, it's paid out in those instances for the Padres. In other instances, we've had good processes and we haven't had good results. So, but that's what you're really looking to do as much as possible. And understanding, yeah, it may be a small sample, but really when you're 17, 18 years old, everything's kind of a small sample at that point.
Welcome to July.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.